100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon. Who else would it be? And this is the 100 word stories podcast weekly challenge. I think 982. I'm not sure. I'll have to look. But the topic, you know, I'll take any topic. And this one was sitting in the stack for a while, and then it came up, and pterodiddle. I have no idea what pterodiddle means. I could Google it right now. I could ask Siri or Alexa or Google or any of them. No, I'm not going to ruin it. I'm sure that it's something fascinating that people in the UK, okay, England or Scotland or Ireland say over and over and over again. And I know Ireland isn't a part of the UK. Well, Northern Ireland, but still over there, those places. Although most of them say Allahu Akbar now, but never mind. So the weekly challenge is where I post a topic. You come up with the stories. You came up with these stories. I awkward much? Yeah, rambly. So as each health problem gets knocked aside, I've been up and down from like 217 back to 216. For 2 or 3 weeks, so I've been doing the walks. I know you hit plateaus. Yeah, I've been making jalapeno cheddar bread, so empty carbs. And now today is going to be pub pizza. I miss Keneally's, and so I mixed up a recipe for whatever. I'm proofing the dough. I will portion it out in like one puck a day to see how proofing for multiple days goes, and we'll see how it works. I'm hoping it works. And the oven, I have no idea if it goes up to 5. There's no way it goes up to 550. That's like burning a house down hot. But we'll see how safe the oven is. I've got a fire extinguisher. So anyway, let's go ahead and listen to the stories. And if you see in the headlines about a house fire, I hope the pizza was good.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is real old stuff. Of the epochs in Earth's history, no age is more disputed than the Mortaceous. Few fossil records have been found, save for the long-legged pterodiddle. And even the pterodiddle comes with its share of mystery. We are not sure if she was a mammal or a proto-reptile. It appears they traveled in moderate herds, but often broke into small family units. Oddly, they might be the first animals to bury their dead. Vast pterodiddle graveyards are found in Central Europe. Currently, the University of London has an ongoing dig in Turkey. Summer internships are available through UNESCO. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Is that from Mount Monzeek's Hub?
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 982 with a prompt of pterodiddle.
Is that from Mount Monzeek's Hub?
Here's my story. Bilbert and Bobby stared at each other for an embarrassingly long moment, as each expected the other to say something profound. Instead, they simultaneously turned away and headed to their classes. Bilbert found his seat in English as the teacher wrote a long word on the whiteboard. She smiled. Each of you have a dictionary on your desk. Without using your phones, look up the word pterodiddle and use it in a complete and coherent sentence. Halfway through the letter R, it hit him. Sabrina was usually in every one of his classes, and she wasn't at her desk. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. Musk is not my president. After Mount Monzeek's Hub.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Taradiddle Forest may have an amusing name, but the reality is that it's no laughing matter. People fear to venture into its depths and speak in hushed tones of the rumors that surround it. There is talk of demons, and that the trees whisper fearful secrets as their leaves rustle in the wind. Stray from the pathway, they say, and you will never find your way home. Condemned to wander ever deeper into the darkness, never to return again. So nobody ever ventures into the forest. Except me. I live there. It's really peaceful, and it keeps unwelcome visitors away.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. It was official. He left her. How would she face the family, the friends, the people at the tennis club? So, she told everyone that he would be away on business for a year. That should be enough to find someone and not look like a total loser. And then she got his text. I loved you at your darkest. She was confused. Darkest? She always wore white because of that positive energy crap. And if he meant her insecurities, she had none. Note to self. Buy that horrid new tennis skirt model that everyone was now wearing. At your darkest. This was my story for this week. Drop by my blog, lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning. It's Richard. And here's my story, which I apologize for in advance. It's the Ballad of Tara and Jake. I once knew a girl named Tara Diddle. She played in a band, on the fiddle. Off to one side, never middle. So she could nip out quickly, if she needed to piddle. I knew a guy by the name of Jake. He was in a band. His music was fake. He wasn't plugged in, and the sound was on tape, until the crowd found out, and threw him in a lake. Tara and Jake got married one day. I was invited, the organ to play. No wedding march, I'm sorry to say, but their greatest hits, to my dismay. I'm off. Till next time. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
They built a Walmart a few years ago, and one by one, all the small specialty stores closed. A few holdouts remain along the main road, and they're pretty convenient for walking in and picking something up. A few coffee houses, a few chain stores. There's a specialty grocery that has homemade stuff, as opposed to the stuff in the big store. When one location closes in the strip mall, it takes a while for something else to take place. There's a new tea house opening up soon, although I prefer sipping tea on my own patio when it rains.
So that's it for the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge for this week. Normally I would go like, oh no, I gotta record all the stories for the previous week because I was lazy. But I recorded the stories last week. They were up. I've recorded the stories for this week. I am getting back on track, I hope. Although, I gotta tell you, that tooth that felt like a wooden peg for 2 years, it's back again. And it's just, I'm tired. I'm really tired. I just want these two damn teeth out. I don't care if I look like an idiot or if I bleed or whatever. Ew, it turned out to be the nerves because you lay down while you this and stretch and it traps the nerve and I don't know anymore. We'll see a physical thing. I'm going to tell that this is what I do and is it stupid? How do I stop being so fucking lazy and lay back? And do I need a recliner chair? Do I need a chair to strap me in? I don't know. I'm just going to wind up in the nut house skates again. But anyway, the topics for next week, you've already read them on. It's a pick two. This time I'm going to get it right. Aviator, circus, twice, chamber, and squirrel. Maybe I should put some commas in the post here. Let's go there and there and there. Otherwise, you're going to do an aviator circuit, twice chamber squirrel, and maybe one of you is going to be weird enough to do that, and when I say that, now all of you is going to do that. It's the Squirrel Nut Zippers song, aviator circuit, twice chamber squirrel. At least I didn't do it like Wolfman Jack. Bill Brasky killed Wolfman Jack with a trident. Anyway, thank you all for listening and putting up with this crap. We're coming up on 1,000. We're coming up on 20 years. It sure as hell feels like it. And, as always, keep it brief.